USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is heading to Europe today to meet with NATO leaders at a meeting on Thursday. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on CBS News says Putin is bogged down in his war.
He's not been able to achieve the goals as rapidly as he wants to achieve them. If a chemical or biological weapon was used, you'd see a significant reaction from not only the United States, but also the global community.
Things have gone way south in South Beach. This year's spring breakers are out in full force, and they've turned the city of Miami Beach into a nightmare with shootings, street brawls, crowds, stampedes, and public indecency. Miami Beach's Democrat Mayor Dan Gelber imposed both a state of emergency and curfew for the South Beach area through Thursday morning. One person was killed and tens of thousands were without power after a tornado struck New Orleans overnight. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
General Motors is recalling hundreds of thousands of vehicles because their headlights are too bright for oncoming traffic.
Over 740,000 General Motors SUVs are being recalled due to a headlight issue. The GMC Terrain vehicles made between 2010 and 2017 have headlight beams that can be too bright and cause glare for oncoming drivers. The NHTSA saying reflections on the headlight housing are to blame for the brightness. GM had asked all regulators to avoid a recall but were denied. Owners should begin to receive recall notices in late April. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
More than 50 years after a Bedford, Massachusetts woman was found slain in her basement, charges have been filed in the case. The Bedford, Massachusetts Police Department announced it Tuesday. 76-year-old Arthur Mathsey of Salem was arrested Tuesday and charged in connection with the 1971 slaying of Natalie Shublin. USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
President Biden heads to Europe today to meet with NATO allies. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan at the White House explains the trip's purpose.
Well, I think there are two issues that are important to lay out. One is what's required in the immediate term. And right now, Secretary of Defense, Supreme Allied Commander Europe, believe that they have effective posture today for what's necessary today. But, of course, that could evolve in the coming days and weeks depending on Russia's actions and depending on the overall threat picture. The second is what is the longer term force posture, not just for this contingency, this emergency, this invasion, but over the course of time. That is something the president will discuss with his allies.
Jamaican activists, as well as prominent professors, politicians, and other leaders, have rejected a visit by the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, calling on the United Kingdom to apologize and pay reparations for hundreds of years of slavery. Britain's Prince William and his wife Kate landed in the capital, Kingston, on Tuesday as part of a Caribbean tour. A spokesman for the Kremlin said in a Tuesday interview on CNN that Russia would use nuclear weapons if faced with an existential threat. Dmitry Peskov, Russian President Vladimir Putin's chief spokesman, said that any violation of his nation's concept of domestic security would justify the use of nuclear arms. Peskov also insisted that the Ukraine invasion was going strictly to plan and that Russian forces were only attacking military targets, a claim contradicted by video evidence out of the war zone. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.